HRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. One of the suspects in the fatal shooting of NYPD officer Jonathan Diller has a court date today. Lindy Jones was allegedly at the wheel of the car that Guy Rivera was in when Rivera allegedly shot Officer Diller and tried to shoot another officer. Jones faces weapons charges while Rivera is charged with murder and attempted murder. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says the best minds in the world are involved in plans to reopen the channel into Baltimore Harbor, blocked by wreckage of the Key Bridge. Crews have set about the monumental chore of removing the twisted steel and concrete. Moore says one of the priorities is reopening the crucial port of Baltimore, one of the nation's busiest.
This is not just impacting Maryland. This is impacting the farmer in Kentucky. It's impacting the auto dealer in Ohio. It's impacting the restaurant in Louisiana and in Tennessee. This is impacting the entire country.
More on Fox News Sunday. Four construction workers are unaccounted for. They're presumed dead in the wake of Tuesday's bridge collapse. Also at SRNNews.com, the eatery in Nashville's Salemtown neighborhood was packed with people enjoying Easter Sunday brunch. Two men started arguing. One of them pulled a gun. And when the shooting was over,
eight persons were transported from this scene. One of them deceased, five others confirmed gunshot victims, one other with a scratch, the cause of which we're not sure at this point, and then one person who wanted to go to the hospital due to a panic attack.
And now there's a manhunt underway. Nashville police spokesman Don Aaron tells WTBF-TV they're hunting for 46-year-old Anton Rucker, who police say had a previous criminal record. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are mixed. So far, the Dow is down 78 points, and NASDAQ is up 102. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on abortion in a new poll.
It comes from Fox News, and it indicates that 35% of respondents think abortion should always be legal, while another 24% want the procedure to be legal most of the time with some restrictions. 32% of Americans say abortion should be illegal, except in cases of rape, incest, or to save the life of the mother. Only 7% want abortion to be outlawed in all circumstances. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in Thailand's lower house of parliament have overwhelmingly approved a gay marriage bill. If it becomes law, it would make Thailand the first Southeast Asia country to allow homosexuals to legally wed. The bill now goes to the Senate, which rarely rejects any legislation that passes the lower house. And then it's on to the king for a royal endorsement. Asia is seen as more socially conservative, but aggressive campaigns by LGBT organizations are beginning to make inroads across the region. This is SRN News. Most California fast food workers now earning at least $20 an hour.
A new law mandating the minimum wage increase for fast food employees effective Monday. The increase has been cheered by workers and unions who say it will provide a livable wage. But some business owners say it will cause them to raise their prices or simply lay off workers. California's minimum wage for most other jobs has doubled to $16 per hour over the last decade. Jason Walker reporting.
Traffic has been moving only intermittently after a stretch of California's scenic Highway 1 collapsed during an Easter weekend storm, forcing closures and stranding motorists near Big Sur. The collapse on the coastal route occurred amid rain Saturday afternoon near Rocky Creek Bridge south of Monterey. It sent chunks of asphalt tumbling into the ocean from the southbound side of the two-lane road. More details, SRNNews.com.